Introduction. They call me Storm from the day I was born. Female outlaw operating under thug laws as a warrior. Working with Pac in the studio was crazy. It was like just unpredictable. Every day it was just something. It either was something serious that we learned, you know, for that day, or it was something crazy that Pac did that just made us laugh and just, you know, we just like had fun in the studio. But also it was like a classroom, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, you can compare it to like one of the hardest classes that you've ever taken in your life, you know. But it wasn't, you didn't go to that classroom and go, oh, here we go again, I'm going to this class. You went there, you got there early, you know what I'm saying? Because you wanted to be there. You wanted to know what the next lesson was for the day. You know, Pac was very demanding in the studio. When he went into the studio, he went in the studio to work. You know, we had fun here and there when, you know, other things were being done that didn't apply to us. But when it was our turn to do what we were supposed to do, he expected us to step up to the plate and do what we had to do. You know, he didn't like no two and three takes in the booth. He wanted us to write. You wrote that, you go in there and you spit that and you get out. You know what I'm saying? If you wrote that and you went in there and you stumbled over it, I mean, why'd you write that? You're not saying it right. You're not feeling it, obviously, because you keep messing up. So you gotta go. You gotta get out and tell the next song. And that's just how it was. It wasn't that easy to keep up with him as far as that, because he was just unstoppable. Like four songs, that was a normal day. Well, actually, Machiavelli was a three-day theory, you know. He had finished it in 3 days, but it was just so much music around him and so many people. You know, every time he would walk in the studio, he would hear a different beat, you know what I'm saying, that he wanted to write to, that he was like, oh, shit, this shit is tight. He just kept writing and kept writing because he has so much to say. So he had to literally say one day that, I'm closing the door. I'm not listening to no more music. Don't bring me no more music, please. You know, because I have to just turn this album in. And that's how basically it became a 7-day theory. I didn't think that nobody would hate Pac enough to take his life like that. I really do feel that he felt it, especially towards the end. You know, the way he was driving us, beating into our head the fact that we have to stand up more as individual artists. Who's gonna do this when if I'm not here? As far as the people that, you know, have all these theories, you know, all the hope for Pac to be alive, I can't be mad at them, because it's like they're trying to hold on. I'm holding on right now to his memories, because I know he's no longer of this earth. I was there in the hospital with him for the whole time. You know, I had a chance, thanks to Afeni, to go in and talk to him for the last time and to tell him that I love him and to say goodbye. You know, he was our general, and after he passed, I was lost. And I'm not ashamed to say it, I was lost. You know, I felt like my whole world was just gone.